Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for listening to the first Freebird English Teacher Talk podcast episode of 2024. Woohoo! Here we go. New intro. Here we go.
Teacher Talk slowly.
Aloha Oe. Thank you very much, Chi Island, for that lovely new intro song. New year, new song. How about that? Now, I'm sure when Ben hears that, he's going to talk about how he imagines some beautiful lady naked on a beach, seashells covering her breasts, hair blowing in the wind, blah, 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 weird Ben stuff. But unfortunately, Ben was not able to record today. But don't worry, I have a special treat. Oh, God. Oh, God. What is that? Oh, my God. Oh, no. He's coming. It's Big Rich. It's Big Rich. Run. Run for your lives. Ah! Hello, Big Rich.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Indeed.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tell me, what's it like being a giant?
It's good and bad.
Good and bad.
It's good to be tall, but here in Japan, I'm very, how do you say, meitachi? Like, I stand out.
You stick out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
There's Big Rich.
Yeah. But it's also a good thing because my friends will be like, yeah, I can see you like one whole arcade away. Yeah. So I know you're coming.
They can see you from far away.
Right. Right.
Why don't you let people know, how big are you, Rich?
I am 191 centimeters tall and I weigh at this point about 100 kilograms.
Oh, that's very personal information.
One more fact. My shoe size is 31 centimeters, so I virtually cannot get shoes here in Sendai.
Ah, 31 centimeters.
Yes.
Yeah. I can wear 28.
That's about the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have much trouble.
Right.
But I don't see sizes bigger than that.
No, not at all.
Usually 28 is kind of the maximum size that they have in the store.
Yes.
Yeah. Ben's got huge feet.
I think he's the same as me.
His feet are 30 centimeters.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, he's the same size as me.
Right.
So his feet look like big duck feet.
Yeah, big duck feet indeed.
Yeah, he's like a big duck man.
Yeah, I think I'm well proportioned, I guess.
Yeah, for you it makes sense because you're huge.
Right.
So, good thing, people can always find you.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Bad thing, people can always find
you.
Yes,
I think that's exactly right. Yes.
So you can't hide.
No hiding, no secrets. Everybody sees me.
You can't walk through the Love Hotel area.
No.
Everyone will know you've been there.
Yes.
Hey, Rich, I saw you. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It was that other 191 centimeter tall guy.
Yeah, there's not many of you here in Sendai.
No.
Although young Japanese people seem to be getting taller and taller.
I do have a student who is about as tall as me. He's like early 20s, mid 20s.
What other things are difficult about being so big.
I make a joke, but I think it's also true. And I say this, well, everybody thinks it's good to be tall because I can reach things that are high.
Yes.
And then I'll take out my keys or something and I'll drop it and I'll go, that's really far for me. You short people can reach it easily. I'll help you with the tall things. You help me with the low things.
So you feel that short people should pick things up for you.
Or just the low shelves at the grocery store, you know?
Hey, can you grab those tomatoes for me?
Right.
Way down there.
Exactly. It's only fair.
If you want, I'll grab something for you that's way up high.
I guess the obvious things, airplane seats are small. Here in Japan, sometimes tables are small, so my knees are like almost hitting the bottom of the table.
Yeah. Even I have that problem sometimes.
In older places, like apartments and houses, like Ben's house, my head hits the door frames.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The newer houses tend to have much higher door frames.
Right, right.
But the older ones, they're like less than 180.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times have you smacked your head?
For a year, I lived in an apartment where I was smacking my head dozens of times a day.
No, not that many.
It was.
Dozens of times?
Yeah.
That's like 24 times.
Yeah.
A dozen is 12.
Yeah.
So dozens would be at least 24.
Yeah, like in the morning so and in the evening.
Smack your head more than once an hour?
Yeah. I'm not joking.
I'm sorry. And
here's another funny thing. At one point, about 2 months into living there, I got so frustrated. I bought a bicycle helmet and would just wear it around the house.
Really?
True story. I'm not lying to you.
Really?
I did, yes. Oh,
was that your first apartment in Japan?
No, it was my third one.
Okay, in Sendai.
Yes.
And you got so sick of hitting your head that you put on a bicycle helmet.
Yes, I'm not lying, yes.
That's funny. So you hit your head on everything.
Goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was not fun. But
my last apartment had quite low door frames. And one time, I was drinking from a big 2-liter plastic bottle.
Uh-huh.
You know, for like oolong tea or Aquarius, you get those 2-liter plastic bottles. I was hungover, so I'm drinking tons of water, and I'm like drinking out of this 2-liter plastic bottle, and the door frame was just high enough where I wouldn't hit my head. I didn't have that problem, just barely. I was safe. But then I was drinking out of this bottle and I walked through the door. Yeah. And because the bottle was like up, I was drinking, the bottom of the bottle hit the door frame, which made the bottle kind of smash my mouth.
Oh man, that sucks.
And I fell. And water just went splashing all over me. And I panicked because I thought someone had attacked me.
Oh, man, that's scary.
I had no idea what happened.
Right.
You know, I was just drinking and then suddenly, wham! Out of my mouth and splash, 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 splash. And then I realized I'm just an idiot.
We're all idiots at some point.
Anyway, Rich, thank you very much for kind of cat sitting or house sitting for me while I was in Canada.
My pleasure. It was no problem. You are just a stone's throw away from my apartment. So
a stone's throw away.
Yes, sir.
Meaning very close.
Yes.
You can throw a stone.
Yes.
And hit it. It means close.
Yeah.
A stone's throw away.
Yeah, 20-minute walk. And I enjoy taking walks anyway. So it was just like I'll go in the direction of your house. And
oh, well, I really appreciated it.
Yeah, no problem.
What did you do? Ooh. What dirty things did you do in my house?
You still haven't found all the things I've hid inside your house.
Well, yeah, I was worried.
No.
Because remember a long time ago when our Brazilian friend went away for a month.
Yes.
We had access to his apartment. And we printed some really dirty gay porn stuff. And we hid it everywhere in his apartment.
We did that, yeah. That was a good gag, but you're a married man.
It was a good gag.
Yeah.
It was a good joke. So it wasn't you?
Oh, did you? Okay, if you're implying that you found something, no, it was absolutely not me.
Well, you know, on my refrigerator.
Oh, that was me. Sorry. That was me. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
A magnet kind of whiteboard calendar.
That's right.
And somebody wrote.
I forget what I wrote.
Somebody wrote. Abe loves penis.
That's right. It's what I heard.
It was you.
It was totally me. It was totally me.
I was wondering if it was you or Ben.
Actually, I was going to do it the first day, but then I knew our good friend Andy and Ben might bring their children. So I was like,
so you wrote that on the last day.
Like the last day. Yeah. Sorry, I totally forgot about doing that.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until the second day.
Okay.
And I guess my wife saw it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Abe loves penis. What?
Divorce.
That was probably Ben.
Ooh, wow.
But it could have been Rich, too. I wasn't sure. So it was you.
It was definitely me. I forgot. When all this talk about hiding stuff, I was like, no, I didn't hide anything. It just skipped my mind.
But you did write.
I did do it.
Dirty message on my calendar.
Guilty.
You dirty dog. Well, Rich, one of the main things we do on this show is we like to answer people's
questions. Here we go. If you've got a question, anything's okay,
man.
If you've got a question,
what do you do?
Just
Big Rich filling in for Ben today. Let's see if he can answer this listener question.
Go ahead.
This question is from Gocho.
Okay.
He's a longtime listener from Yamagata Prefecture. He's actually a cherry boy.
Ooh, well, Yamagata cherries are legendary, so cool.
Yes, that's right. His family has a cherry farm. I was trying to be funny.
It was funny.
Cherry boy. That's a Japanese English kind of expression.
Kind of, yes.
Cherry boy. It's funny because cherry, the word cherry is related to virginity in English.
Yeah, but that is very true.
But not for men.
Only women, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's kind of dirty and gross.
Yes.
But you're a dirty and gross guy. So why don't you explain how cherry is related to virginity in English? In Japanese, they say cherry boy.
Ah.
Meaning a virgin boy.
Yes.
A boy who has never had sex.
Yes.
Go ahead, Rich. Explain, you dirty dog.
I'm going to go with the saying, pop her cherry.
Right.
Which means She had sex for the first time.
Yeah, she popped her cherry.
I guess pop your cherry means to have sex for the first time, mostly for women, but I don't think it's a saying women would say. It would be
something men would say. Men say about having sex with a girl who it was her first time.
Right. Yeah, and regardless.
That's why it's so kind of dirty and gross, because it's like, I think it's referring to the bleeding.
Right.
Which is, come on, guys.
It's kind of rude.
It's not something to joke about or make this kind of pop her cherry. It's funny how that came to Japanese, but they say cherry boy. Isn't that funny?
For the same meaning?
Yeah, meaning a boy who has never had sex.
Oh.
Anyway.
Do you think that
Ocho is from a cherry family.
All right, so he's a cherry boy. Sorry, man.
His question is about the American military.
Okay.
So I thought this is a good question for you, because you're American.
Right.
He sent me a video that was from a famous movie where the army is training and they're singing songs when they run.
Right.
And the songs are like, you know, the leader says the first part and then the soldiers repeat, or they say the second part.
Right.
Yeah. And that's quite common for army training, right?
I think so. It builds like the cadence of keep going.
I don't know. Yeah. I've been told.
Right, right.
Cherry boys are afraid of girls. Cherry boys are afraid of girls. Go, Joe.
You're a regular drill sergeant there. You've got a whole new career going on.
The leader guy is called the drill sergeant because he drills the soldiers. He trains them, right?
Yes.
So Gocho says he loves these kind of training songs, and he's a dirty, dirty dog.
Right.
So he loves it when they're kind of like dirty songs.
Okay.
Because traditionally, the army was all men.
Right.
And there's no woman around.
Right.
So they tend to sing these songs that are kind of dirty.
Yeah.
I'll just play a little example from the video he sent me. And here, they're saying, this is my rifle, and holding their rifle. And then they grab their dick and they say, this is my gun. And they say, this is for fighting, like the rifle's for fighting. And then they grab their dick again and they say, this is for fun.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
Anyway, I like this one because when I was a 10-year-old boy, I was learning how to shoot rifles.
No kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. My dad gave me a rifle when I was 10, and I would go to this rifle club and, shoot target practice. Pew, pew. And my friend, who was also learning to shoot rifles, his name is Dwayne. He was born in South Africa. And his dad would always say, when Dwayne would say, hey, dad, where's my gun? And his dad would always say, your gun is in your pants, Dwayne. That's your rifle. So that kind of reminded me of Dwayne's dad. Very good guy.
Interesting.
Anyway,
these
kind of dirty songs, do they really do that in the military?
I would say not for at least one or two generations.
One or two generations, right. Meaning like 20, 30 years?
Yeah. Just for obvious reasons of that kind of sexism or misogyny. Yeah.
Well, also, there's women in the military.
Yeah.
So you can't say, this is my rifle, this is my gun. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, they would complain with reason. I could see it happening, but
long time ago. Like, this movie is from the 1980s.
Right.
So probably back then they were still doing it.
Maybe. But it could also be just for comedic effect as well.
You mean it's just for the movie?
Yeah, could
be. So maybe they didn't really sing those songs in the military?
What comes to mind is, like, I feel the military is about respect and honor, and I don't think those songs follow those codes.
Okay.
So I could see your drill sergeant, your upper level commanders kind of scolding that kind of behavior, because you're an American military person.
What are you doing? You can't grab your dick during training.
Right.
You're a soldier.
Right. But I could see in the off times the soldiers having those kinds of conversations easily.
Right. So maybe some specific people did that, but it probably wasn't very common.
Right. Nor part of, like, military doctrine of, like, this is the song we're singing. Mm. You know.
I know that they do sing those songs.
Yes.
But they're probably just not dirty.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah. His other question was, like, do those leaders, those drill sergeants, do they make those songs?
That's a great question. I guess the answer would be there's probably just a set of songs that they sing every year or season. So nobody really makes a new one unless they do. And then it probably just catches on and spreads.
Yeah, they're probably kind of handed down through generations of army trainers.
Yeah.
So perhaps some of them make their original songs, but probably they're handed down from past generations.
Yeah, and what would be more than likely is, like, you know, even each military base could have unique ones based on geography, climate.
If you're in Alaska.
Yeah.
Your songs are about being cold.
Yeah, polar bears or something.
Right?
Yeah.
Freezing your balls off.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen in San Diego. You know.
Right, whereas if you're down in Hawaii, maybe it's about sweating and being hot.
Yeah, or pineapples or something.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Right.
So sorry, Gocho, probably those dirty songs are not being used these days. You dirty, dirty cherry dog, you. But they probably were used at some point.
Could have been.
By certain groups and units.
Right.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
It's my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
No, Dwayne, your gun's in your pants. That's your rifle. How about you, Rich?
Yes,
you're
sir.
An American.
I am.
Did you grow up shooting guns?
No.
No?
I mean, while people think everybody in America has a gun, not in urban centers like San Francisco, not in the liberal side of the country.
Liberal side, like the more progressive cities like San Francisco, where you're from?
Yes.
What's it like, San Francisco?
Smaller than you think. Sendai is bigger, both in population and in size.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
It's
such a famous city.
Yeah. It's a very relaxed, down-to-earth place that I love because it's probably one of the more chill and artistic and just anything goes city.
Very liberal.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah. I mean, there's no social constraints.
So people express themselves freely.
Indeed. Indeed.
Oh, okay.
Indeed.
Well, that's nice. I've only been there once.
Right. That's right. You were there.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing about weapons and guns?
Sure. And then we're going to wrap it up.
Sure. This is what I tell most people. There are some states where you virtually need a rifle because there's, like, a handful of states where they're smaller in population than Sendai. So they're, like, under a million people, and there's lots of cattle ranches or sheep ranches. And then also a lot of wolves and predatory cats where they need to protect their land.
Absolutely.
So
if you live in the countryside,
right,
you're going to want to have a gun for sure.
Safety or not having the wolves kill your product.
Right.
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 So,
well, that's a good point. And I'm not sure if it's still true, but I know it used to be true that actually Canadians per capita, per person,
I've
average,
heard this. Yes.
Own more guns
yes.
than Americans.
Yes, I think you're right.
The question is, why do Americans shoot each other? You know, we have lots
question.
Of guns in Canada,
good question.
But we don't have a lot of gun murder. So that's a bigger question. Maybe we can talk about that another time.
Okay, yeah, that's a large topic.
Well, Big Rich, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for jumping in and filling Ben's hole.
A very large hole to fill.
Yes.
Yes.
I've heard it's a very large hole, but you're a large man.
I am, so maybe I'm the most qualified.
Thanks for filling in, as we say.
Anytime, my pleasure.
Filling in for Ben.
Yes.
Yeah. Rich is a very experienced English teacher. Preparing students for many kinds of tests.
That's true. That's true. Mostly right? TOEFL.
TOEFL.
Yes.
TOEFL. All right.
Also the IELTS, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I've been doing
yeah.
some IELTS yeah. preparation with some students also right. recently. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, Rich, maybe Thank we'll you, talk Rich. About that another time.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Come to Instagram. Come to X. I'm on X, baby. Come to my website, 55freebird.com. You can book a lesson with me online. So looking forward to seeing you in 2024. Have a great day, guys.